It is mentioned in a hadith that a person does not gain closeness, proximity to Allah Ta'ala more than by any other action than what Allah has made faraz upon a person. And then he keeps on gaining closeness to Allah Ta'ala by nawafil. And by the nawafil namaz, namaz is the most important of all ibadat. And in the nawafil, in namaz, the namazes which have been mentioned in the hadith, that is this namazes of Ishraq, Chasht, Awwabin, Tahajjud, a person gains great closeness so much that he becomes the eyes by which Allah sees, the tongue by which Allah speaks, the hands by which Allah holds, etc. The meaning of that is that Allah Ta'ala protects all these things from all haram and all things what Allah does not like. And Allah gives barakat in all these things. Whatever he looks at, there is barakat. Whatever he touches, there is barakat. So that we had discussed the four namazes. Now with regard to intentions, niyat. With regard to niyat for nafil ibadat, a person can make niyat for as many people as he wants to. Faraz, wajibat, sunnat muakkada is your own. It's your duty, you fulfilling that. But nawafil, you can make niyat for whoever you want to, and whoever you make niyat, this is the zawq and of our akabir and buzurgs, that everyone will get a full share. It won't be divided and given to them. Allah will give everyone a full share of that ibadat which you had made. And many of us, as far as niyat is concerned, we are negligent. We don't make niyat. For example, for farad namazes, Maulana Ahmad Ali Lahori Rahmatullah Ali, and recently Mufti Abdullah Phulpuri Damat Barakatum, who's in India, Phulpur, they said till a person does not make this niyat that, oh Allah, I'm fulfilling your duty. Understand namaz to be a duty upon us, that Allah has commanded us to make namaz, salat. Until you don't make that niyat, they say your namaz is not made. However, the general fuqaha, they say that your coming to the masjid is your niyat that you want to make namaz. That's why you came to the masjid. Otherwise, why you came to the masjid? So, in any case, the value of namaz will become tremendous if you will include this niyat that, Ya Allah, I'm making this namaz as your command. And really, bandagi and abdiyat will come into a person only when he makes this niyat. That, Ya Allah, it's your command, I'm fulfilling, I'm just a slave of yours. I got no thoughts of mine, I got no knowledge, I got no intelligence, it's your command, I'm fulfilling your command. And this is the maqsood also of tasawwuf, that abdiyat comes in a person, humility, humbleness comes into a person. So the niyat is very, very important. Then in that niyat, we see our akabir, our aslaf, our buzurgani deen, they have gone so far ahead of us spiritually. But if we consider physically, they got the same body like us, same capacity. Time, they got the same time, 24 hours, not extra time. Their lives are similar to ours, 60, 70, 80 years, whatever. But how did they go so far in life? It is by niyat. Of many other things, it is because of niyat. Like, for example, one person makes his ishraq namaz, his niyat is to make ishraq. One person makes niyat, for example, for Nabi Ali Salatu Wassalam, all the Anbiya Ali Musalatu Wassalam, the wives, the children, the family, of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all the Sahaba, Tabi'in, Tabi Tabi'in, all the ulama, mashayikh, muhaddithin, a'imma'i fiqah, a'imma'i tasawwuf, for all our akabir, our asatiza. Then we make niyat for our parents. We make niyat and our parents right on top till where the silsila goes. Then we make niyat for our children, our progeny till the day of qiyamah, our asatiza'i kiram, our mashayikh, our students, or the asatiza, or your muridin, if you have got murids, your muridin, for all these, all the people who made ihsan on us, who got haq on us, you make niyat for all of them, all that sawab you will also get. They will also get that full sawab. And inshallah, you will get the sawab as if all those people made namaz and they passed the sawab to you. Like, for example, if we are sitting and eating four or five people, one person takes one lukma, niwala, one morsel, he puts it in this brother's mouth. Another time in this brother, for everyone he put one morsel. They will also see he's not eating, he's putting in our mouth. All of them together, they will put in your mouth. You gave everyone one. In return, you'll get five niwalas in return. Because you gave them. So inshallah, it is hoped that when we will make niyat of all this, and our namaz value, we know what it is. And the namaz of these great people, they how great. So that sawab will come. So our akabir, we went far ahead by intention, by making niyat. One time, with Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, we was an alim in Azadwal, Maulana Nusar Kasab, old elderly person. He had become ill, so we went and visit him. As we sat in the car, Hazrat Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Ali reminded us, make niyat. That if you go in the morning to visit a sick person, an ill person, the farishtas, 70,000 farishtas make for you dua till sunset. If you go after sunset till the sunrise, 70,000 farishtas make dua for you. But we don't make niyat. We just go. We go and visit family. We just go and visit. We come to the masjid. Sahib-e Mazahir-e Haq, the commentator of Mishkat Sharif, has written up to 15 niyats you can make when you come to the masjid. So you'll get a sawab for 15 amal, but you're only making one amal. For reading Quran Sharif, Ibn Kathir Rahmatullah Ali has written up to 1821 niyats when you sit to make tilawat of Quran Sharif. But we just open the Quran and we just start reading. No niyat we make. They're just, I'm reading Quran Sharif. So by niyat, a person can go very, very far in life. So for these nawafil namazes also, and all the nafil acts that we do, try and make niyat. Mujaddid Al-Fisani Rahmatullah Ali has written that when a person makes, he says he saw what Allah gave him, lot of inkishafat, Allah opened things to him. That he made niyat, for example, of an amal for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then he added Sahaba-i-Kiram, other people, and he saw how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's happiness becoming less, because now you're sharing it out. So, and when you make niyat only for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam gets much more happier. The middle path in this, it seems, is that sometimes make niyat for all. Sometimes make specific niyats also. When you have the time, for example, you read three times Qul Huwallahu Ahad. You can pass it to all the people, and everyone will get the full sawab. And sometimes you pass it specifically to one person. Naturally, if I have to give out a presence here to everyone, if I give it to one person, he'll get happy. This is for me. But when he says, I'm giving the same present to this, to that person, naturally his happiness will go less. And if you only give it to one person, he feels happy. I got the present. Nobody else got it. So both ways we should try and do. We don't have that capacity to read separately, for example, for everyone. So sometimes read generally for all our marhumin. And when you can, when the thought comes of one of your ustads, your sheikh, your parents, anyone, and you feel it in your heart, make a specific isali sawab, give hadiah present specifically for that person. So try and do it both ways. But in short, niyat is a very important ibadat, which we are very negligent about. And in all our ibadat, nafil ibadat, try and make niyat for as many people as you can, you will progress and benefit tremendously. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Read Yasin Sharif, inshallah. Duas that we read in the for the past few majlises and about the namaz, it's written here, inshallah. Somebody give it out, inshallah, and try and read this duas, inshallah.